Hi, you like a little hop of the Gaga handbook? All right, sure. Well, that's you're nice enough to call, so let me see here. I'll do that for you. All right, let me find a chapter here. Oh, man. Oh, I like this one. You'll be smiling when your hair's styling. Chapter 961. Yeah. Take a piece of paper and write, too busy to make a hair salon appointment? Mobile hair cutting. I come to you. Henri, hairstylist extraordinaire. And you know how people put on those clipboards, you put a little thing on the bottom where you can rip off a number. Write your number on there. Special introductory offer, $5. Complete style, blow dry, razor cut, and makeover. Now keep in mind, you don't have to know a damn thing about haircut. Of course, for a few days, you'll have to answer your phone. Hello, Henri Hairstyle. Oh, hi, Ma. Yeah. No, don't ask. It's just a little something I'm working on. Yeah. Uh-huh. But sooner or later, Henri Hairstyle. Hello, Henri. Yes. I'd like the $5 haircut, really. What's your address, please? Alright, you show up at this neck the range joint. She gives you $5 on top of everything else. She looks sweet. Make sure you bring a bottle of wine. You see, not only do you get a haircutting, you get some wine here. Alcohol, very important. So you pour a couple glasses of wine. You sit her down in the kitchen, away from any mirrors, especially since you don't know how to cut hair. And you start snipping and chatting. So what are you studying in college? Oh, really? I'm majoring in... As you cut tufts of hair. Yes. Uh-huh. And so you graduate when? 2 years from now? How nice. Uh-huh. Seems like you're doing a lot of snipping. Oh, I'm just snipping, you know, a quarter of an inch at a time. I mean, well, of course, by glass three, rubbing the back of your neck a little bit and saying, my God, you look spectacular. If you ever really want to cut it short, let me know. I think that swooping neck of yours would be great with a little bob hairdo. More wine, more neck rub. Turn her around in the chair. Lightly brush the bangs from her forehead. Go nose to nose with her and say, oh, God. I do makeup, too. Those lips of yours, so full, so ripe. Next thing you know, you're brushing her lips with yours in no time at all. There you are on the couch. Yeah. Oh, God. This is so wonderful because everybody thinks that I'm gay because I cut hair. But, oh, do I love women? Make sure whatever you do, you get done doodad draining before she gets anywhere near a mirror. Because I'm telling you, when the time comes that you got to get up to get more wine or make your bladder gladder, make sure you got your pants handy. Because the second you see her get up, walk to the bathroom to look in the mirror and tinkle, you better be halfway out the door by the time you hear...